Imagine a way for people all over the world to tell the story of what was happening to them or around them during a disaster or emergency situation. It would need to be easy to use, something that almost anybody can do, and it would need to be deployable worldwide. And that's why we've created Ushahidi. Ushahidi is the Swahili word meaning testimony or witness. Born from the post-election violence in Kenya in 2008, Ushahidi kept Kenyans current on vital information and provided invaluable assistance to those providing relief. It was deployed in the Democratic Republic of Congo to monitor unrest. Al Jazeera used it to track violence in Gaza. It was used to help monitor the 2009 Indian elections and to help gather reports globally about the recent swine flu outbreak. Anybody can contribute information. Whether it's a simple text message from an SMS-capable phone, a photo or video from a smartphone, or a report submitted online, Ushahidi can gather information from any device with a digital data connection. After a report is submitted, it's posted in near real time to an interactive map that can be viewed on a computer or smartphone. But the most powerful feature Ushahidi offers is the ability to take the core application and deploy it yourself to suit your community's needs. Since Ushahidi is open source, anyone can improve the service in any way they see fit. Our growing community of developers are constantly at work improving Ushahidi to bring it to as many people as possible, including working to bring native applications to today's most popular mobile devices. With Ushahidi, it's easier than ever to get critical and timely information to those that need it most on a platform that almost anybody can use. That's Ushahidi.
We have worked with people, for instance, in Belarus, who used the Ushahidi tool to get access to information from local levels on election fraud. So they had a map of the country, and they had people sending in from the various towns of the national geography with SMS, with photos, with email, etc. And you can actually afterwards look at the map online. And I could look at, you know, what are the reports from the different parts of the country. I could click, you know, the drops when you go onto Google Maps. You sort of click on those drops, and a story opens up. And here you can say, you can see Andre, who has reported from Vitebsk that he has seen, you know, that a lot of ballot notes, you know, were stored in a corner, and you know, all of a sudden they were gone, and so it is. It's not as easy to use as Facebook, etc. You have to put a bit of effort in there, but once you have it up and running, it's really, really quite effective. There's one very core issue with this tool, and that is, of course, the verification of the reports you get from anonymous people out there. Is it actually true what they're reporting to you? But that's an issue. The whole issue of social media and verifying what is true and what is not is at the core of the problematic. But however, there are also measures to find out, you know, to verify, to get back to the people and to maybe to ask other people in that geography, is that actually happening? But at least you get a hint, something is happening over here.